is formed into objects, its original qualities are lost. If you preserve your original qualities, you can govern anything. Truly, the best governor governs least. Unquote. Living virtuously. In this verse, the word virtue is synonymous with nature or the Tao. By being one with nature, the sage is in concert with the Tao and is a virtuous person in daily life. Here Lao Tzu speaks about your personal path and also a Tao-oriented way of governing others. These others could be your family members, fellow employees, business associates, friends, and even the entire process of government if you're in a political position. In fact, much of the Tao Te Ching is focused on teaching all of us how to create an administration that is in accord with these highest principles of the Tao. It is my most fervent intention to spread these teachings throughout the world in such a way as to facilitate a transformation of all of those who call themselves leaders and are destined for or presently in positions of power. Every person has the inherent capacity to spark massive changes that can lead to the tranquility, harmony, and peace that are our heritage. Lao Tzu calls this preserving our original qualities. Such qualities require the least amount of government, so it seems natural to see that we rule best by allowing our Tao nature, which rules the least, to flourish. Living virtuously is what you do when you're permitting the Tao to guide you. The advice Lao Tzu gives for doing this is contained in four distinct images in this verse. First, he says, "Be a valley under heaven," is number one. Let the river of life flow through you. As a valley beneath heaven, you're a fertile place of grace where everything is received and allowed. You might see it as the lowest area in the spectrum of the 10,000 things, or as the point where you can see all things flowing above you. In this place of humility, the constant virtue of the Tao will never fade away. For me, this means living from radical humility. So get down, if you can, to the eye level of a small child, looking up, see if original qualities are more visible. Be like the valley under heaven, ready to embrace and tend the seeds that blow your way. Secondly, be the pattern of the world is the second image that invites you to live virtuously. See nature unspoiled by culture as in the perfection of the uncarved block of wood. The pattern of the world untouched by humans is the design of the Tao. So rather than insisting on changing or resisting, you're encouraged to row your boat and your life gently down the stream. Trust the perfection of the Tao to take you merrily back to your perfect place of origination. Lao Tzu is basically saying to let go and let the Tao. Dismiss ego, which you've created, and allow yourself to be in the world by changing how you look at the world. And three, act in accord with eternal power is the third image for living virtuously. Just contemplate for a moment the idea of a fountain of the world which never fades, never ends, and is there beyond the comings and goings of the 10,000 things. This kind of power is the one to create and then retreat to form and then to render formless. It's always there, an endless geyser gushing forth the abundant life of virtue. You are in accord with eternal power when you suspend your ego and become conscious of the Tao flowing in this fountain of you. Picture yourself pouring forth, not from your ideas of self-importance and your need for external power over others, but from a ceaseless source of good and virtue that's in harmony with your infinite nature. Change the image of yourself to a being who's in accord with eternal power, and the virtuous life you want to see will become visible. And fourth, preserve your original qualities is the fourth image of living virtuously, and one that I happen to love. Your original qualities are those that were you before there was a you. This is what Jesus meant by, quote, "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began," end quote. That's John 17:5. Imagine if you can what is meant by before the world began. The original qualities Lao Tzu speaks of are the love, kindness, and beauty that defined your essence before you were formed into a particle and then a human being. In other words, living virtuously has nothing to do with obeying laws or being a good citizen or fulfilling some externally inspired idea of who you're meant to become. This insightful verse of the Tao Te Ching tells you how to live virtuously. Be a valley under heaven by being humble and allowing seeming opposites to flow through you. Be the pattern of the world by seeing the pattern of your world and living in harmony without imposing ego on others. In accord with eternal power, be a fountain of the planet by consciously pouring forth from the endless ocean of goodness and virtue that's your birthright, and preserve your original qualities by reclaiming and reacquainting yourself with the Tao essence which preceded your birth into form and is your original quality. Here's what Lao Tzu offers you from his 2,500-year-old perspective in this 28th verse of the Tao Te Ching. First, entertain the exact opposite of what you've been conditioned to believe. Instead of striving to see yourself as superior to others, perhaps choose the self-image of a valley. From this grounded, fertile, and receptive position, be willing to hear and receive. Listen intently when you're inclined to offer advice. Be a humble earth source rather than a lofty, ego-inspired person. In the last line of the 28th verse, Lao Tzu is clear on this. Truly, the best governor governs least. This isn't advice to lower your opinion of yourself, but rather to see yourself as so strongly connected to your source of being that you know and trust that you're a piece of it. And secondly, replace all negativity with love. Khalil Gibran, the spiritual Lebanese poet, once advised that, quote, "If you cannot work with love, but only with distaste, it is better that you should leave your work and sit at the gate of the temple and take alms of those who work with joy." Unquote. Actively begin the process of preserving your original qualities by being an instrument of spirit, particularly in places where you find it easy to forget your own virtuous self. And do the Tao now. Be childlike at least once a day. Deliberately select a typically stressful situation and become a valley of heaven. Play rather than work, even while you're at your job. Giggle rather than maintaining a solemn air. Be in awe for a moment or two. For example, find a spider web and just gaze at the miracle before you, a tiny little creature spinning a perfect net bigger than it is in order to catch airborne bugs for dinner. Wow!